I bring you tidings from Penang Assembly, from where I come. Just last year, two elders and others came from Penang to celebrate with you in the opening of the Park Lo campsite. When they know that I'm coming here, they say to me, please pass our greetings to all of you. And this is not the first time I'm over here. Over here, I have been for this is, I think, second or third time I'm here to speak to all of you. So it's great to come back to Phuket Christian Assembly. And to meet my old friend. He doesn't like the word old. But he's old. He's over 80 years old. I'm not even 80 years old yet. So I'm younger, he's older. Anyway, it's good to see him and our sister Peggy again. She's a cow, I'm a bull. You know that the Chinese believe in animals that were born in certain years. There's one thing good about my speaking this evening. I can say all sorts of things which are wrong, he can correct them for me. So I don't have to worry the things about the things that I say which are wrong. And my good friend will always correct them for me. Anyway, it is a great thing and a great honor to come over here to speak to you on this very important season where we remember the death, burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was invited by the assembly here to speak on the for the Easter meetings. I do not like the word Easter. Easter is not a Christian word. Nor is it a Bible word. In the English translation of the Bible, you find the word Easter in Acts chapter 12, verse 4.
แต่ว่าในพระคัมภีร์ภาษาอังกฤษในคริสตศักราชบทที่12ข้อ4เราอาจจะเจอคำว่า Easter
but it is a wrong translation
แต่แปลไม่ถูกต้อง
it should be Passover
ควรจะเป็นปัสคา
for the three nights that I will be speaking here or two nights and one morning I shall be speaking on the Passover
เพราะฉะนั้นเราจะขอสอนพระคัมภีร์3ครั้งและจะเล่าเรื่องปัสคา
I shall be speaking on the theme, the creatures at the cross. The animals that will be there at the cross. Some of you may not even know that there are animals at the cross. So we try to learn about some of these animals there. For example, today I shall be speaking on the lamb that was slain.
เพราะฉะนั้นในคืนวันนี้เราจะเล่าเรื่องลูกแกะที่ถูกฆ่า
The lamb was at the cross.
และลูกแกะอยู่บนไม้กางเขน
Then if I have time I'll go on to the goat that was set free.
และถ้าเรามีเวลาเราจะเล่าเรื่องแพะที่ลอย
Tomorrow I hope to go on over to the dogs that were silenced.
และในวันพรุ่งนี้เราจะเล่าเรื่องหมาที่เงียบไม่เห่าเลย
Now you'll be wondering again, how are there dogs at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ?
ว่าจะคิดว่ามีหมาที่ไม่กางแขนของพระเยซูไหม
Then you must come tomorrow.
ถ้าอยากจะรู้ต้องมาวันพรุ่งนี้นะครับ
After that, you are going to listen to the bulls, the lions, and the dogs that surrounded the cross.
หลังจากนั้นจะเล่าเรื่องโคสิงโตหมาและยุงลมรอบไม้กางแขน
And on the last day, we shall be speaking on the fish that swam.
และในครั้งสุดท้ายเราจะเล่าเรื่องปลาที่ว่ายน้ำ
And the last one, added to that, would be the bird that soared.
และนกที่บินสูง
So these would be the creatures that we would be considering for the next three meetings for this Passover season.
เพราะฉะนั้นเมื่อเราสอนสามครั้งเราจะเล่าเรื่องสัตว์เหล่านี
้ Right, let's start with the lamb that was slain.
ให้เราเริ่มกับลูกแกะที่ถูกฆ่า
There was John the Baptist. He was baptizing in River Jordan.
ยอห์นที่ให้บัพติศมาก็ให้บัพติศมาในแม่น้ำยอร์แดน
And I understand that tomorrow there will be a baptism of someone here too. As John was baptizing his disciples, then he saw in the distance a man coming, walking on the bank of the River Jordan. And he pointed the attention of.The Jews who were there to this man who was walking down. And it was indeed very strange the things that he said then. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Now, that's a very strange thing. He was.Pointing to a man, and he was using an animal to refer to the man. Behold the Lamb of God. Now, nobody here would like it if I say you are a lamb or some other animal.
รู้สึกว่าพวกเราไม่ชอบนะถ้าเราบอกว่าเป็นลูกแกะหรือเป็นสัตว์อื่น
But the Jews who were listening, who were being baptized there, and who were looking at baptism, knew what he was talking about.
และชาวยิวในวันนั้นและผู้ที่ได้รับบัพติศมาก็มีความเข้าใจคำพูดของยอห์น
The lamb would be referring to an animal that was going to be sacrificed to God.
ลูกแกะนั้นจะเป็นสัตว์ที่จะถวายแด่พระเจ้า
AndOf course, the Jews remember their forefather Abraham.
Let's how you are to keep to Abraham.
Now, if God had promised Abraham that he would bless him and all his children, through them, many of God's blessings would come.
และโดยลูกหลานของอับราฮัมพระพรของพระเจ้าจะมาถึงมนุษย
์ and God said that they would have a kingdom they would have become a big nation and many many wonderful promises all through the descendants of Abraham
และพระเจ้าทรงสัญญาว่าจะเป็นแผ่นดินใหญ่และจะมีอะไรหลายสิ่งหลายอย่างเกิดขึ้นในแผ่นดินนั้นโดยลูกหลานของอับราฮ
ั
ม
At that time, Abraham did not have a son.
และในเวลานั้นอับราฮัมไม่มีบุตร
Later on, at 100 years old, Abraham a son. A son was given to him, Isaac.
และเมื่ออับราฮัมมีอายุ100ปีก็ได้ลูกชายคนหนึ่งชื่ออิสหก
And at this particular time, God said to Abraham,
และในเวลานั้น
I want you to take your son.
เราอยากจะให้อับราฮัมเอาลูกชายคนนี้ไป
Your only son
เป็นลูกชายคนเดียว
The son whom you love
จะเป็นลูกชายที่ท่านรัก
And I want you to sacrifice him as a burnt offering to me
และเรา อยากจะให้อับราฮัมเอาลูกชายที่รักถวายเป็นสัตวาบูชาแด่เรา
How could God keep his promises of blessing Abraham to become an important big nation when his only son through whom this blessing will flow will be offered to the Lord as an offer, as a burnt offering
ถ้าลูกชายของอับราฮัมจะถวายแด่พระเจ้าเป็นพระบูชาพระองค์จะทำให้ลูกหลานของอับราฮัมเป็นพระพรกับชาวโลก
God was testing Abraham
นายเวลานั้นอับราฮัมถูกการทดลองจากพระเจ้า
Are you prepared to obey
ทดลองว่าจะเชื่อฟังไหม
Are you prepared to trust in me
หวังใจในเราไหม
That in spite of what I tell you to do, you obey, and you may think that you may lose the means by which the promises will be fulfilled. Are you prepared to obey?
พระเจ้าถามว่าอับราฮัมจะเชื่อฟังไหมจะเอาลูกชายไปให้แก่เราถวายเป็นเครื่องสักบูชาถึงแม้ว่าเราสัญญาว่าจะรับพระพรมาทางลูกชายคนนี
้ Can you trust me still to keep to your promise? That to my promise?
ไว้หวังใจในเราให้เรารักษาสัญญาของเรา
เอบราฮัม take your son
อับราฮัมเอาลูกชายไป
your only son
ลูกชายคนเดียว
the son that you love
ลูกชายที่ท่านรัก
offer him as a burnt offering as a sacrifice to me
และถวายลูกชายเป็นเครื่องบูชายัง
will Abraham do it
อับราฮัมยอมมั้ย
Abraham did it.
Oh, yeah, Abraham yom tam tam kam sang phong pa cha.
He took his son, Isaac, to up the mountain for 3 days trip. And on the way, the servants were told, you go back. Let me and my son go to the top of the mountain and then I will sacrifice.
เรากับลูกชายจะเดินไปและขึ้นภูเขานั้นและมีการถวายเครื่องบูชา
And note what he said to the servants.
และอับราฮัมว่าอะไรแก่คนลูกชาย
We will come back to you again.
เขาบอกว่าเราจะกลับมา
So Abraham took Isaac up the mountain.
เพราะฉะนั้นอับราฮัมเอาอิสอัคขึ้นไปภูเขานั้น
On the way there, Isaac asked Abraham.
ในกลางทางอับราฮัมอิสอัคถามพ่อว่า
Father, you have the fire, you have the wood, but where is the sacrifice?
อิสอัคถามว่าคุณพ่อเรามีไม้มีไฟแต่ลูกแก่สำหรับถวายอยู่ที่ไหน
Abraham said.Do not worry. God will provide.
Abraham บอกว่าไม่ต้องกลัวพระเจ้าจะทรงประทานลูกแก่ให้เรา
Isaac obeyed, and Isaac trusted his father.
และอิสอัคก็เชื่อฟังและไว้ใจนายคุณพ่อ
When they were up at the mountain top at the altar, Abraham said, "You are the sacrifice. Lie down upon the altar."That I may offer you as a burnt offering unto God.
และเมื่อขึ้นภูเขาแล้วอับราฮัมบอกกับลูกชายว่าเธอเป็นลูกแก่ที่จะถวายนอนบนเท่นบูชาและเราจะถวายเธอแด่พระเจ้า
Isaac obeyed.
อิสอัคก็เชื่อฟัง
Isaac trusted God. I trusted Abraham.
อิสอัคก็เชื่อฟังพ่อและมีไว้ใจในพ่อ
And Abraham trusted God.
Let Abraham be from one one giant.
Abraham obeyed God.
Abraham got your from Praja.
He took up his knife.
Your me.
Ready to kill his son. The son whom he loved. His only son through whom God's promises will be kept. And as he was about to plunge his knife into the son's person, God sent his angel to stop him. God said, I have proved you true and obedient. You do not have to kill your son.
พระเจ้าบอกว่าเราเห็นว่าอับราฮัมเชื่อฟังและไว้วางใจในเราไม่ต้องฆ่าลูกชาย
Look behind you, there is a ram caught in the thicket.
อับราฮัมดูสิมีลูกแก่ตัวหนึ่ง
take the ram and kill it that will be your offering
เอาลูกแก่ตัวนั้นเอามาฆ่าและถวายแด่เรา
and so Abraham spared his son Isaac
เพราะฉะนั้นอับราฮัมไม่โดนฆ่าลูกชาย
now that event would pointTo the Lord Jesus Christ when he was walking down the bank of River Jordan and John said Behold the Lamb of God
เพราะฉะนั้นเมื่อยอนบอกว่าลูกแก่ของพระเจ้ามาทุกคนก็เข้าใจเรื่องอับราฮัมกับอิสอัก
Jesus would be that lamb to be sacrificed
พระเยซูทรงเป็นลูกแก่ผู้ที่จะถวายแด่พระเจ้า
God spared Abraham his son so that his son need not have to die. But God did not spare his own son. His son was that lamb that was sacrificed.
และพระบุตรของพระเจ้าก็เป็นลูกแกะที่ถูกฆ่าและถวาย
so that on that cross when Jesus died Jesus was dying as a lamb for you and for me
เพราะฉะนั้นเมื่อไม่กังแขนเมื่อพระเยซูสิ้นพระชนพระเยซูตายเป็นลูกแกะของพระเจ้าตายเพราะบาปของเราทั้งหลาย
Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world
ตัวลูกแก่ของพระเจ้ากำลังแบกเอาบาปของโลกไป
Jesus was the lamb sacrificed on our behalf so that we need not have to die as Isaac need not have to die a ram took his place
พระเยซูทรงแบกลูกแก่ของพระเจ้าเพื่อว่าเราไม่ต้องตายเพราะบาปของเราเหมือนอย่างที่อิสอัคไม่ต้องตาย
andJohn said, "Behold, the Lamb." He did not say a Lamb. He said, "The Lamb, the Lamb, the only Lamb that was provided by God for us."
The John who had baptized, when he heard that Jesus came, he said, "This is the Lamb of God." Not the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God,
the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world.
ลูกแกะที่เอาบาปของลูกนี้ไป
This lamb would take away our sins
ลูกแกะเอาบาปของเราไป
The word taketh means to lift up and to sweep clean
และคำที่เราชะเราเอาไปก็หมายความว่าจะยอมแล้วก็ทิ้ง
If you obey him
ถ้าเราเชื่อฟังพระเจ้า
If you trust him
ถ้าเราไว้วางใจในพระเยซู
If you believe that God has sent his sonAs a lamb to take your place. Then he will take away your sin, sweep all away. So much so that, as he said, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions.
Let the Bible say that from the east to the west, from the east to the west.พระเจ้าได้ทรงเอาบาปของเราไป
As he said, he will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea.
Let จะทิ้งบาปของเราลงไปในทะเล
God did not spare his son.
พระเจ้าไม่ได้ให้ลูกชายของพระองค์มีชีวิตอยู
่ God spared Abraham his son that his son need not have to die.
พระเจ้ายอมให้อับราฮัม
God did not spare his son that his son had to die Behold the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world The sins of the world include your sin and my sin
และบาปนั้นก็คือความบาปของท่านและความบาปของผมด้วย
Let us now try to understand the story of this lamb.
ให้เราเข้าใจเรื่องลูกแกะนี
้ Just now I mentioned about the Passover.
เมื่อกี้เราเรื่องปัสกา
This is the story of the Passover in Exodus chapter 12.
และนายอพยพบทที่12เราได้อ่านเรื่องงานอพยพ
When Abraham's grandson died Joseph who had takenthe people of Israel into Egypt then a new pharaoh had taken over
เมื่อยาโคบพาครอบครัวไปที่อียิปต์หลังจากนั้นก็มีกษัตริย์อีกองค์หนึ่งที่ไม่รู้จักโยเซฟก็ขึ้นบนพระที่นั่งที่อียิปต
์ The pharaoh made the people to be slaves in Egypt
และกษัตริย์นั้นทรงให้ชนชาติอิสราเอลเป็นทาสนายประเทศอียิปต์
Over many years, the children of Israel suffered.
Let ชนชาติอิสราเอลมีความทุกข์โศกเศร้าลำบากหลายสิบปีทีเดียว
And they cried out to God, "Please deliver us from this slavery."
และเขาได้ร้องทูลพระเจ้าว่าขอพระเจ้าทรงช่วยเราพ้นจากการเป็นทาสนี
้ God sent Moses and Aaron to deliver them.
พระเจ้าได้ทรงใช้โมเสสและอาโรนเพื่อช่วยเขา
Through them, God told Pharaoh that judgments would come upon them if he did not release the people of Israel.
และด้วยอาโรนและโมเสสพระเจ้าก็พูดกับอาโรนว่าถ้าไม่ยอมปล่อยชนชาติของพระองค์พระองค์จะพิพากษา
10 judgments were given.
และมีภัยพิบัติ 10 ครั้ง
9 of them had already been given.
และเจ้าหยางก็พอแล้ว
The river had been turned into blood
แม่น้ำก็เปลี่ยนเป็นโลหิต
Frogs had sprung up all over the land of Egypt
และกบขึ้นทั่วแผ่นดินอียิปต
์ Lice had come all over the places
และพวกปลาในก็ขึ้นมาทั่วไป
Flies had been swarming all over in the homes and in the fields
และปลาในก็เข้าบ้านเข้านาเข้าทุกแห่ง
Every time when Pharaoh saw this, he said, "Okay, okay, you, children of Israel can go."
และทุกครั้งเมื่อกษัตริย์ฟาโรห์เห็นว่าภัยพิบัติมาถึงแล้วก็บอกว่าไปได้ไปได
้ But he turned back his word and he did not let the people go.
แต่นายที่สุดไม่ยอมปล่อยให้ชนชาติอิสราเอลไป
9 judgments fell upon Pharaoh and Egypt.
และพระเจ้าได้ทรงพิพากษา9ครั้ง
God had enough of that already.
พระเจ้าบอกว่าพอแล้ว
Now he would deliver the 10th judgment.
Let them come to my side, come to Thai, come to sit.
Sorry. All right. God would deliver the last judgment, the 10th one.
Let them come to Thai, come to sit.
When all the firstborn and of people and of beasts would die.
Come to Thai, but hope me.ของมนุษย์และสัตว์ด้วยจะตายในคืนวันนั้น
But the wonderful thing is this: when the sons of the firstborn sons in Egypt would die, the firstborn beasts in Egypt would die. All those in Israel would not die.
ก็อัศจรรย์จริงๆนะถึงแม้ว่าบุตรโหบีของชนชาติอียิปต์จะตายและสัตว์มีปฐมบีก็จะตายเหมือนกันแต่ชนชาติอิสราเอลไม่มีสักคนหนึ่งจะถูกฆ่าตาย
Now all these things happened the 9 judgments beforehand everything would happen upon Egypt but nothing would happen in the land of Goshen where Israel was
สิ่งเหล่านี้ทั้งภัยพิบัติเกิดขึ้นในอียิปต์แต่ไม่เกี่ยวข้องกับโกเชนที่เป็นตำบลของชาวชนชาติอิสราเอล
So the night the tenth judgment would now come and God gave no more warning and no more chance to Egypt
ครั้งสุดท้ายพระเจ้าได้ทรงพิพากษาและไม่ได้บอกว่าจะมาเมื่อไหร
่ He gave them a ritual for Israel to follow
แต่พระเจ้าทรงตรัสให้ชนชาติอิสราเอลทำอะไรเพื่อจะรอด
A lamb must be killed
ลูกแกต้องถูกฆ่า
Every family in the land of Goshen in Israel must kill a lamb and shed his blood
ทุกครอบครัวในอิสราเอลต้องเอาลูกแกมาฆ่าและเอาเลือดของลูกแกไหลลง
His blood must be spilledon the lintel of their house and on the two side posts
และลูกแกะต้องทาหน้าบ้านที่ประตู
And when God would come along or send his angel to come along and would see the blood, he would then pass over. The first, the firstborn in the family in that house would not die. That's why it's called Passover.
Let me
Let's look at it in greater detail. Now, Isaiah chapter 31:5 tells us something about the Passover. As the birds fly over, pass over, so the Lord will pass over. But in passing over, he will descend and he will deliver those who are in the house. That's why it's called the Passover, and it's because the Lord is the one who is doing this, it's called the Lord's Passover. Let's go into more detail about the lamb that was slain at the Passover. Now, when God introduced the ritual that every family must kill a lamb, shed his blood, and put the blood upon the lintel and the two side posts in order for the firstborn in the family to be saved, he started all this with a new calendar. When God gave the instructions, it was the 7th month of their calendar. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. The 7th month of their Jewish calendar. God said in Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, from this time onward, this month shall become the first month. To make it very simple, if the Lord speaks to you now and it is July, July will become January. God is going to deal with them based on a new calendar. So the 7th month will become the first month. In all, in other words, all the 6 months before that will all be just wiped out. Just as those who are prepared to trust the Passover lamb, all the past will be wiped out and they will start on a new calendar. Now let's see what happens when the new calendar starts. On the 10th day, they will select a lamb. Now, from the 1st to the 10th, a lot of lambs will be born. But on the 10th day, they would look out for the lambs and took out one healthy lamb. Every family would take out one healthy lamb.
On the 10th day, they would look out for the lambs
This lamb would be the sacrificial lamb, let alone. So on the tenth day, the lamb was selected. Now, this would correspond with the Lord Jesus Christ. First day to the tenth day, there were all many lambs being born. First day to the tenth day, Jesus Christ was only one of the people. But among them, a lamb would be born. Now, on the tenth day, so to speak, when the lamb was selected, so that the people would look at the lamb and see that it would be clean, without blemish, and healthy. That would be the same as the Lord Jesus Christ. First day to tenth day would correspond to his first day of birth up to about 30 years when he was baptized. On the 10th day, the lamb was taken out and then carefully inspected until the 14th day to see that the lamb was clean, without blemish and without spot. On the 30th year of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was baptized, and from the 30th year to the time when he was about to die, and it's the 33 and a half years, we find that the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized and then made known to all other people. That was the Lamb of God being inspected by the people of the world because he was already being baptized. God acknowledged when he was baptized, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." From that time onwards, the Lamb of God was introduced to the public. And the people began to look at the Lamb and see whether there was any fault with the Lamb. No, the Lamb was without blemish, without spot. He was sinless. For 3.5 years or so, he went around preaching, doing miracles, and all could look at him, and they found that there was no fault in this man. Now, just now I was telling you about something about the birth of the lamb. Yesterday, I received something from a meditation book, and the title, "The Lamb, Yahweh," written by Michael Norton. He was commenting on Luke chapter 2, verse 8, 11 to 12. "There were shepherds keeping watch," you read. But what was so special about these words that many of you here may not realize? Because the angel said,
You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
ทศวรรษได้กล่าวแก่ผู้รบแก่ว่าผู้นี้แก่ว่าจะพบพระโอมานนั้นแล้วก็โยนายหลังญาติ
This shall be a sign to you.
Let จะเป็นหมายสำคัญ
What is so special about a baby born in a manger?
Let me add my piece.
Why must it be so special? Many of you are familiar with Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. Where we read that a ruler would come out of Bethlehem. But you may not be familiar with Micah chapter 4 verse 8.Which says, O tower of the flock. It mentions the tower of the flock. What is the tower of the flock? Now, the tower of the flock is no more in existence today.But archaeologists have found the place where there was a tower of the flock. It was a tower. And what they dug up was a tower with two stories. So what happened on that Christmas night was this.There was shepherd. There were shepherds watching over their flock by night. But these shepherds were no ordinary shepherds. We always think of and think of these shepherds as the lowly shepherds. No, they were not lowly shepherds. They were actually.Priests who were shepherds. They were priests who were serving in the temple and who served as shepherds in the field that night. What were these priest shepherds doing? They would be going around the sheep at night, watching out for those pregnant sheep that were about to give birth. As they walked around, they saw a sheep about to give birth. They would take that sheep into the first in the story of the tower, the ground floor of the tower.And while the shepherd priest watched the sheep about to give birth, the moment the sheep gave birth, the lamb would be taken out and put onto a manger. There was every newborn lamb would be put on the manger. This was what was so special. This was what it a sign was about. A lamb upon the manger.It was not allowed to be born ordinarily on the ground. Born on the ground would pollute it, would dirty it, and therefore it would not be fit for sacrifice later on. As soon as that lamb was born, it was put on a manger.So that when the shepherd priest that night, when the angel sang, they went into the inn where Jesus was born, and the moment they went in, they saw the baby on the manger.
Let look ผู้เลี้ยงแกะนั้นเมื่อเข้าไปในเบธเลเฮมและเข้าไปในโรงแรมนั้นเขาจะเห็นพระเยซูนอนอยู่ในหลังนี
้ What was their reaction
เขามีความคิดยังไง
The lamb on the manger
เขาบอกเขาจะว่าโอ้นี่เป็นลูกแกะในหลังนี
้ That was the lamb God provided
เป็นลูกแกะที่พระเจ้าได้ทรงประทาน
Behold the lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world He was born there
ดูเถิดนี่เป็นลูกแกะที่พระเจ้าได้ทรงประทานและผู้ที่จะเอาบาปของเราไป
That lamb of God that was to be born would one day have to be slain
แต่สักวันหนึ่งลูกแกะตัวนั้นจะเป็นเครื่องสักวะบูชาจะถูกฆ่า
He must die
ลูกแกะต้องตาย
But he had qualified himself. He had qualified himself.
แต่ลูกแกะนั้นก็เหมาะที่จะตาย
He was spotless. He was without blemish.
เพราะไม่มีตำหนิบริสุทธิ
์ And therefore, the instruction given on the Passover night was, you will take a lamb and slay it.
Let ในคืนพระสคานั้นพระเจ้าสั่งว่าเอาลูกแกะไปฆ่า
And this will be a sign.
Let จะเป็นไม่สำคัญ
What is that sign?
ไม่สำคัญนั้นคืออะไร
The sign is the blood of the lamb on the lintel and on the two side posts.
โลหิตของลูกแกะนั้นเป็นไม่สำคัญเมื่อเขาทาหน้าบ้าน
When the angel saw the blood, it would pass over. It would be life for those in the house. It would be death for those people outside the house. And so today, it will be life if you are in Christ, the Lamb of God.
ลูกแกะของพระเจ้าเราจะมีชีวิต
It would be death if you are outside the lamb of God
ถ้าไม่อยู่ในพระเยซูเราจะต้องตาย
Now all these that happened many thousands hundreds of years ago in the Old Testament all point to Jesus Christ who was coming to be our Passover lamb
ทุกสิ่งทุกอย่างที่เกิดขึ้นในพระคัมภีร์นั้นเป็นแบบอย่างพระเยซู
First Corinthians 5:7 Jesus Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us
หนึ่งโครินธ์บทที่ 5 ข้อ 7เขาบอกว่าพระเยซูคริสต์เป็นปัสกาของเรา
1 Peter 1:19 We are not redeemed by silver and gold but by the precious blood of the lamb that was slain
นี่เป็นบทที่หนึ่งข้อที่สิบเก้าเราไม่ได้ถูกฆ่าอาจจะตายโดยเงินหรือทองแต่โดยโลหิตของพระเยซู
John 1:29 Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world
ยอห์นบทที่หนึ่งข้อ29ดูเถิดลูกแกะของพระเจ้าผู้ที่จะเอาบาปของเราไป
And so that nightThe Jews and their families get the Passover feast.
ในคืนวันนั้นชาวยิวทั้งครอบครัวก็ถือศีลปัสกา
That would be a picture of the future Lamb of God that would be slain even as they slew the lamb and spilled his blood on the three sides of the doorposts.
และเป็นแบบอย่างพระเยซูลูกแกะของพระเจ้าผู้ที่จะถูกฆ่าในอันของ
The lambThat was slain at Passover would point to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that was slain.
Look at the dying man who was slain. ก็เป็นแบบอย่างพระเยซูลูกแกะของพระเจ้าผู้ที่ต้องตายเพื่อเรา
The blood sprinkled on the doorposts would look to the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for your sins and for my sins.
ลูกผีของลูกแกะนั้นก็เป็นแบบอย่างพระผีของพระเยซูพระเยซูยอม
The people of Israel had to kill their lambs every year to repeat this ritual.
Let ปีต่อปีชนชาติอิสราเอลต้องฆ่าลูกแกะตัวหนึ่งในเทศกาล
But Jesus Christ died as the Lamb of God for us all once and for all and no more to be repeated.
พระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าตายแต่เพียงครั้งเดียวเท่านั้นไม่ต้องตายอีกครั้งเลย
And therefore, we see the Lord Jesus Christ who was actually the Lamb of God, fulfilling the Lamb of God slain in history. See how the lamb was to be eaten in the Passover. The lamb was not to be eaten raw, but to be roasted. What does it mean to be roasted? It means there's a fire burning at the sacrifice. And it speaks of Jesus Christ bearing judgment of God on us, for us, on his own person. God will not allow those who ate of the lamb to break any bones in that lamb. Now this is a miracle. Many years later, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, his bones were not broken. The two who died with him had their bones broken. They wanted to shorten the time the robbers were on the cross so that they could keep the Passover feast. So to make the thieves die faster, they broke the bones, the knee bones, they hammered at the knee bones so that the robbers would die. But when it came to Jesus Christ, they did not break his bones. Why? Because he had died. Now, that is a miracle, isn't it? The soldiers crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. They nailed his hands, but no bones were broken. Now, I have no time to prove to you, but Bible scholars have studied it and they have found out that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, was on the 14th of Nisan. That would be the day when God told Israel to kill the lamb for things of the first month. And God said they must kill the lamb at even, between if sunset and the black coming. Between 3 to 6 p.m. And Jesus died between 3 to 6 p.m. 12 to 3. There was darkness in the land. After that, he cried out, "It is finished." The work that he had come to do was finished. He now could forgive your sin and my sin. He, after that, said, "It is finished. Into your hands I commend my spirit." And with that, he bowed his head and he died. Between 3 to 6 p.m., he died at the same time as the lamb in the Old Testament was to be slain, between 3 to 6 p.m. Jesus was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He died because of you and because of me, in your place and in my place. Finally, let me end. I'm not going to the quote. When he died on the cross at Calvary, Pilate put up a superscription on the cross. And he wrote on the superscription, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. It was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. And so there was this superscription with the three languages there on top of the Lord Jesus Christ when he was hanging on the tree. It was written in Hebrew, it was written in Greek, and it was written in Latin. Now, a strange thing is this. In Latin, it's written as I-N-R-I. What does that mean? It is Latin. And it means Jesus, Nazareth, Jesus, the King, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. I-N-R-I, Jesus Nazarene, King of the Jews. Okay, why am I showing you this? Look at the Hebrew title.
I don't know Pasa Hebrew.
Now the Hebrew, you and I cannot read Hebrew. Unfortunately, it's not written in Thai. But in Hebrew, it's written as Yeshua HaNazri V'Melech HaYehudim. Right. Take that first letters out. You have YHVH or V, the same as W, YHWH. And those of you who know your Bible very well will know that YHWH is Yahweh. That Jesus Christ who died on the cross on top of his head, although Pilate wanted to make a fool of him, actually was declaring that this Lamb of God was Yahweh. That's why Jesus is not a Lamb of God. He is the Lamb of God. He is God, Yahweh. This is the Jesus we are talking to you today, as all the world think of the Jesus Christ and his death. He is God. He is the Lamb of God. All right. I don't think I have time to talk on the goats.
Why not? You want to know God.
You want to carry on? Okay, very quickly. All right. Now, if you look at Exodus chapter 12, verse 5, you find that the people who were to keep the Passover must also can give the lamb as a sacrifice or a goat. For this, I will have to take you to another occasion after the Passover. This is called the Day of Atonement. apparently the priest at that time could go into the tabernacle anytime they liked. And they wanted to do any way they like to worship God also. Two sons of Aaron burnt incense with strange fire. What's wrong with that? God, when the tabernacle was completed, lit the fire miraculously on the altar outside the tabernacle. A fire miraculously shot from inside right through to lit up the sacrifice on the altar, on the brazen altar. God said after that, the fire must never be extinguished again. And for all the offerings, that fire must be used. But Nadab and Abihu, the two sons of Aaron, thought they were cleverer. They burned the incense with a strange fire, perhaps their own thought of a fire. God struck them dead. From that time onwards, God introduced two obstacles. No one can go into the sanctuary to do service to God anytime they like anymore. They could only go in, only the high priest could go in once a year. Obstacle number two, only the high priest could go in and with an offering of blood. For the sin of the nation, two offerings were instructed to be given. The sin offering and the burnt offering. The sin offering was to cover the sin of the nation of Israel. The burnt offering was to cover the people of Israel so that they can do service to Him. They were to cover for the nation as well as for the high priest. So what was done? I have time only to deal with the sin offering for the nation. In other words, what do you do when you have sinned against God? You must give a sin offering. This sin offering consists of two goats. Two goats were taken. And the priest would draw lots for these two goats. One lot would fall upon a goat, and that goat would have to be sacrificed, would be slain. It would be the Lord's goat. The other goat then would be remain alive and would be let go free. The two goats are actually to picture one event. What is that event? I'll tell you as I go on. we have the two goats. One goat to be sacrificed, the other goat to be set free. The goat here, the first goat, will be sacrificed. I will be let go free. This is the Lord's goat. The Lord's goat will be slain and will be sacrificed. Alright, now let me see, tell you what happens now on the Day of Atonement. Two goats will be taken. One goat will be chosen to be killed, sacrificed. The other goat would be set free. This goat to be sacrificed, the Lord's goat, would have to shed his precious blood. But before that, the priest would have to lay his hands upon the goat. Giving us the picture that the priest would be identified with the goat. What happened to the goat would actually be what should happen to the priest. So he lay his hands upon the goat. And the goat would be killed. The goat would be killed, and then the blood would be taken into the tabernacle and would be sprinkled upon the mercy seat and seven times in front of the mercy seat. Now, actually, while it typified what would happen to you, actually it would point to Jesus Christ taking your place. Jesus Christ would be the goat that would die. He would be the Lord's goat. He would be the Lamb of God. He would be slain. He would be sacrificed. His blood will be shed. All because of you and me. Then, what happened to the other goat? The other goat, again, the priest would put his hand upon the other goat. The head of the other goat. The priest would identify himself with the goat, and the goat will be taken out into the wilderness and set free. That will also tell us of Jesus Christ, the other aspect, how he would carry our sins and then take our sins away, take us the way the sin of the world to set us free. One goat cannot picture this important event in the life of Jesus Christ, dying and then taking your sins away alive. The goat having died will die. He will not live again. So another goat has to be used. So the two goats actually one picture. They show the death of one goat. And this same goat coming alive again. And that's what happened to Jesus Christ.
ก็เป็นแบบอย่างพระเยซูพระองค์ตายบนไม้กางเขนและในวันที่3เป็นขึ้นมาใหม
่ He died for our sins
ตายเพื่อบาปของเราทั้งหลาย
He was buriedHe rose again on the third day to show that our sins have all been taken away. So this goat will be set free in the wilderness. All our sins will be upon that goat. We read in 1 Peter, He bore our sins in His own body on the tree.
แต่เราเขียนว่าพระองค์ได้ทรงรับแบกบาปของเราในพระดาของพระองค์รู้ไหมน้องเพ
ลิน He took our sins away into the wilderness and all forgiven
และยกโทษให้เราทั้งหลาย
All right He did it once and for all
และพระองค์ทำอย่างนี้เพียงครั้งเดียว
This thing need not have to be repeated
ไม่ต้องตายเป็นครั้งที่สอง
You just have to trust Him
เราต้องเชื่อไว้วางใจในพระเยซู
He shed His blood once and for all and for you and for me your sins are all forgiven if you obey and trust Him
พระเยซูตายเพียงครั้งเดียวและถ้าเราเชื่อไว้วางใจในพระเยซูบาปของเรายกโทษให
้ This Lamb of God that was slain would feature again in the day to come
และในอนาคตเราจะเห็น
We read in Revelation that this Lamb of God will sit upon the throne and then all those who are His people will cry out, Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
ในพระธรรมบทที่ 5 โลกแกะนั้นนั่งบนพระที่นั่งของพระองค์และทุกคนก็ร้องด้วยว่าพระองค์เหมาะที่จะรับการสรรเสริญ
Now, it's interesting to noteThat although I do not know about your Thai language, in English, the word lamb is used in John's Gospel and the lamb is used in Revelation, yet the lamb is translated from two Greek, different Greek words.
คำว่าลามในภาษาอังกฤษนั้นในยอห์นบทที่1และในมีโอบทที่5แปลจาก2คำในภาษาอังกฤษ
The Greek word that was used by John in his gospel occurs only two times. He used it two times.
John ได้ใช้คำในพระธรรมยอห์นใช้เพียง2ครั้ง
Chapter 1 verse 29 Chapter 1 verse 36 twice only.
John ได้ใช้คำว่าลามหรือลูกแกะในยอห์นบทที่1ข้อ
And in both cases it is the lamb of God that wasthat would take away our sins.
Let ทั้งสองข้อนั้นหมายถึงลูกแกะที่จะเอาบาปของเราไป
He used the word lamb in Revelation over 20 times.
แต่ในพระธรรมยอห์นก็ใช้คำว่าลูกแกะ20ครั้ง
And it's a different word.
แต่เป็นคนละคำ
That one refers to the lamb as well.
แต่เหมือนลูกแกะ
In the lamb, in gospel, it was the lamb that was to be slain. In Revelation, the lamb that was slain. Worthy is the lamb that was slain.
และหมดที่จะรับการสรรเสริญคือลูกเกิดที่เคยตายแล้ว
This very same lamb who died for you one day will become the ruler and he will sit on the throne judging all of us here
และสักวันหนึ่งพระเยซูจะนั่งบนพระที่นั่งและจะเป็นผู้ครองผู้พิพากษา
This will happen one day when he will sit on the great white throneRevelation chapter 20. And he will judge the world. And those whose names are not written in the Lamb's book of life, they will all be cast into hellfire. Those who are saved, their names will be already found in the Lamb's Book of Life. They will not be at the white throne.
แต่ว่าผู้ที่รอดแล้ว ชีวิตของเขาก็อยู่ในสมุดของโลกแก่นั้นเขาไม่อยู่ต่อหน้าพระที่นั่งใหญ่เขา
because their names are already written in the Lamb's book of life now you have believed in him
เพราะเมื่อเราเชื่อไว้วางใจในพระเยซูพระองค์ก็เอาชื่อของเราจารึกไว้ในสมุดนั้น
so the question is when this Lamb's book of life is open is your name there
และเมื่อพระเยซูทรงเปิดและหรือสมุดของโลกแก่ของพระเจ้าชื่อของเราอยู่ที่นั่นไหม
So with this I end our study
เราก็จะจบที่นี่นะครับ
Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life
ชื่อของท่านจดไว้ในสมุดแห่งชีวิต
Some of the things here you may understand
บางสิ่งบางอย่างก็เข้าใจ
Some you may not understand
บางสิ่งบางอย่างไม่เข้าใจ
Important point is the Lamb Jesus Christ the Lamb of God has died for your sins
แต่สิ่งที่สำคัญคือพระเยซูลูกแกะของพระเจ้าตายเพราะบาปของท่าน
He was also the goat that was sacrificed for you
และทรงเป็นแพะที่ตายเพื่อเราด้วย
As is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. So we end now reminding you that tomorrow we shall be dealing with the dogs that were silenced. Then we shall consider too the bulls, the oxen, and the dogs that surrounded the cross. And finally, Sunday we'll deal with the fish that swamAnd the birds that soared.
ในวันอาทิตย์เราจะสอนเรื่องปลาที่ว่ายน้ำและนกที่ปีนขึ้นและวันอาทิตย์เราควรจะอัดใช่ไหมครับ
With that,
อัดแล้วและพี่น้องที่มาไม่ได้วันอาทิตย์เราจะเอาแผ่นซีดีมาให้นะเพื่อว่าจะได้แต่ถ้าใครอยากจะเอารูปภาพนี้นะครับมาหาคุณปีเตอร์